and on the line I have Sarah Dennehy, Director of Impact in SEI. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So tell us about this initiative.
So Social Entrepreneurs Ireland is a charity that supports people with ideas and solutions to solve social problems. So we provide those people with a package of supports like funding and training, mentorship and access to kind of a big community of Ireland's business leaders and people in the social sector.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about it before I rang you. I was saying to myself, I imagine there's a lot of people out there come up with some great ideas, but that's all it is at the time, just an idea. They know nothing about economics, about funding, at all like that. So is this what this initiative is about, if you have that idea in your head?
Yeah, exactly. So for quite a lot of people, sometimes that idea just stays like that, and it can be kind of in their minds for weeks, for months, for years. So what we ask people to do is to don't let that idea go to waste and to come to us, and we can help support you, turn it into action. And we also support people who actually already have things up and running. So they might be running a project or an organization, and then we help them with funding and support to plan how they're going to grow that and how they're going to scale it in the future. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I suppose that term social entrepreneur is... Not a lot of people kind of identify with it, but it's really somebody who has spotted a problem, a social problem, has an idea to tackle it, and wants to kind of turn that idea into action.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we're quite renowned for entrepreneurs in Ireland, aren't we? And we travel the world with it.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I suppose that word as well, entrepreneur, again, some people might not call themselves that, but that's exactly what they are and what they have been. So... for me, that word, it's really somebody who's passionate and who's committed to, on the commercial side and the social side, but committed to kind of bringing something to people. And I suppose the social side of things for us is really that the social mission is driving everything that you do. But we also help you to figure out how you're going to run an organization and how you're going to be able to pay people to help you and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. And it's quite diverse, the term entrepreneur as well, because unfortunately a lot of people equate entrepreneur with millionaire, and that doesn't always happen. You can be very successful but without becoming a millionaire, but you can have a good business. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is funny the way that term does sometimes connect with you know, being a millionaire and everything else. That's still probably few and far between, but for us the word entrepreneur is a really positive one, because somebody who, as I said, you know, sees the world differently, actually. So I don't know if you've ever kind of chatted to someone, know where they can see a problem in a different way and they have an idea, and like, you know, you might have never thought of it that way, and that's how we see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why people sort of get together and bash ideas around. The golf course is supposed to be a great place for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into golf, you know, or other places.
It can happen anywhere. So give us a breakdown of the way this is going to work. It's all happening in the month of March.
Yeah, so we're currently open for applications until the 7th of April. And we're open for applications to two different programs. So the first one is called the Ideas Academy, and that's for people with ideas. You don't have to have done anything. Literally just you know what the social problem is and you have an idea. And we're running those programs in Dublin, so two in Dublin, one in Cork and one in Galway. And what you get through that is a four-month program with support and training, and you can apply for funding to pilot your idea. So that's the first program. And the second one is the Impact program. And that's for people who, as I said, already have solutions up and running and they need funding. So it's €20,000 in direct funding, and they need support and training to figure out how to build strong foundations for what they're doing and also grow it into the future. So that's a one-year program with us where we have mentorship and consultancy with you. So we're currently open for applications. You can go online to our website, www.socialentrepreneurs.ie, and you'll be able to apply online for either of those programs and get all the information there as well.
And how many people do you take at a time?
So for the Academy, we take up to 15 in each group. So across Ireland, there'll be 60, up to 60 places. And for the Impact program, it's up to 8 people.
Okay.
And we run a selection process where after you apply, we then meet you and tell us more, and we go from there. And the other, so the other thing to mention, Noel, is that we have an event coming this Thursday in Dublin in the Huckle Tree on Pier Street at 6 o'clock this Thursday, where you can come, you can meet with the team, you can ask any questions you have, and you can also hear some stories from alumni who kind of come through our programs, because, you know, we can speak about what we do, but it's really good to hear from people who've actually been through the program and are doing really interesting work. So that's another way to engage with us, or pick up the phone or go onto the website.
Yeah, I remember talking to someone many, many years ago, well, so 10 or 15 years ago, and they were talking about, they were going into business, and they've done very well since then. But they were terrified because they were introvert. So they, as I've met him a few times, and he sort of said, well, he got around to meeting people and delegating different people to do different jobs and incorporating them in his idea. So that's one of the ways you can go if you're sitting at home, you're listening to this, and you say, well, okay, I might have an idea for a business, but I'm not a business person. It's something like what I said at the beginning.
It's for everybody, and like, we really support people from all different walks of life, coming from all different situations. And so I suppose it's just, I suppose what we're trying to say is, well, it doesn't have, your idea doesn't have to be perfect at all. Really, we're just looking for people who have an insight and have courage, I suppose, to put it forward, because it's not easy to do that. And often it can be quite a personal, you know, a personal thing for people. So we meet with people who have never done this before, people who've been working in the social sector, people who haven't been working, because there's a whole host of different people getting involved. So I just really encourage people to go online and look at what we're sharing on social media or the website, or come to the event on Thursday, or ring us here and we can chat to you, because it was, what people do say is that once they kind of join our community, and then you have a, you know, a membership to our community going forward as well, they kind of find their people in a way, and that's what they say. They find this group of people that they didn't know existed, and that are really similar, they think similarly to how they do. So I think that's, there's real value in that community and that connection as well.
Indeed there is. Can I just ask you about Social Enterprise Ireland itself? Is this the first time you've done this? That's the first question. And how long is Social Enterprise Ireland going?
Yeah, so we've done this, we've been 15 years doing this. So yeah, we've done it a good few times now, and have supported over 300 social entrepreneurs now. So some that people might be familiar with would be the likes of Food Cloud. So people know them. They work with businesses that have too much food, and organisations and individuals with too little. So you might have Tesco around the corner from maybe an after-school kind of homework club who gives the children food, and they match them up with an app. And they've now saved 75 million meals from going to landfill, which have now gone to people. So they've been an incredible success, and we were their first backer. So that's kind of a big, kind of large-scale one, but we're also supporting organisations that are kind of at the very early stages and now, and are figuring out the next steps. But people can go online and read lots of stories about the different people that we've supported. But yeah, we've been doing it a while, and hopefully we get better every year at supporting people in the way that they need to be supported as well.
Can I just ask you, for instance, if this is a 4-month program, and it's obviously it's going to be running in 4 different parts of the country, but if outside of the program, say when this is finished, and there's someone sitting at home and someone told them that the program had gone out and what was happening, and they said, oh God, I have an idea, would they have to wait till next year for the program, or can they get in touch with you?
Sorry, apologies, I didn't quite catch that, if you wouldn't mind repeating.
Oh sure, yeah, I'm trying to talk outside of this spectrum of the program. Can people get in touch with Social Entrepreneurs Ireland?
Yeah, so we do, we're open for applications now, and but if people are just generally interested in what we do, they can come along to the event on Thursday. And we'll also be running an event in June for people, which we'll advertise soon. So if people sign up for our newsletter or kind of follow us on social media, we'll let people know about that. If you're not quite at the stage where you're ready to apply, or if you do apply and you're not successful in it, there are other ways to kind of engage with us. So if you connect in with us, you'll find out kind of on an ongoing basis. And the other kind of exciting thing that's going on, Noel, is that we have a documentary coming out with RTE, which premieres next Monday, the 16th of March. So that's going to be a 6-part docu-series kind of following the stories of a couple of different social entrepreneurs. So it's a really great way for people to get a sense of what this is all about and who kind of does it. So I'd really encourage people to tune in, next Monday in RT1 at 8:30, and the kind of the series from there. So there's a few different ways in which you can either apply to us, come to the event on Thursday, or kind of follow us online to kind of figure out how you might kind of engage with us in the future.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's next Monday at 8:30.
Yeah,
it's a terrific. Can I ask you that? Is this a unique Social Enterprise Ireland? Is there Social Enterprise England and Europe? Is this unique for Ireland?
There's numerous things that go on in different countries, they're all a bit different because obviously the context is a bit different. But in Ireland itself, so we would support social entrepreneurs all the way from when they have the idea mm-hmm. up to when they're working at scale. And there are other organisations out there that do different things in this space. So definitely part of what we do is help to signpost people to supports that might be useful for them. So people get in touch with us and they're not quite the right fit for what the supports that we give. We kind of refer on to different people that they might kind of get benefit from. But there's lots of this stuff going on in different countries, which is great. And I think it's growing as well. People are realising more and more that, you know, if we don't look after people and if we don't look after our environment, then what are we doing?
And the way technology changes as well, Sarah, and all sorts of things changing, like we need new ideas all the time to
absolutely, yeah,
updating businesses all the time, right across, because we're a village now rather than, we're not so far apart.
Exactly.
In Europe. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, listen. Yeah, it's a real need for it.
It's great. Are you into it yourself? Have you got a business yourself apart from this one?
I mostly just focus on helping all the brilliant people that come our way. So okay. that's good for me.
And that's the best thing you could do. That's the best way of doing it. Okay, yeah. Give us all the details. I know this Thursday. Just repeat all that, the website and about the program again.
Yeah. So all the information's on our website at www.socialentrepreneurs.ie. And you can follow us on all the different social media channels. You can also come along to an event in Dublin, so this Thursday in the Huckle Tree on Pier Street at 6:00, to learn more. You can sign up for our newsletter on the website, you can follow us on social media, and you can tune in next Monday for the documentary at 8:30 on RTE1 as well.
Okay, and just out of interest, that people have gone through the programme over the past many years, do they stay in touch and sort of maybe help out now and again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have a pretty active community of social entrepreneurs. So if you're part of that community, you can then, like, a big part of it is connecting and learning from each other. And for people who are further down the road, it makes a huge difference to talk to them and ask, what would you do differently? What do I do in this situation? So that's a big part of the kind of supports that we give in connecting people who can help each other. Mm-hmm. And they're still very involved. So on Thursday, there'll be alumni there. Obviously, the alumni kind of through the documentary. So, yeah, they're huge advocates and kind of champions for this kind of work.
Yeah, I always love to hear that people give back. I really do. It's terrific.
Absolutely.
Like yourself. Listen, Sarah, thank you very much. And I'm sorry again about the lateness of the call. Thank you.
No worries at all. All the best.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that's Sarah Dennehy, and Director of Impact in the Social Enterprise Ireland. And you can get it all up on the website, socialenterprise.ie. That programme next Monday on RTE at 8:30. I look forward to having a look at that. Sounds very interesting. But you can go to that Connect and Learn Fast, the 12th of March. That's this Thursday from 5:30 until 8:00, the Huckle Tree. That's the Academy, 42 Pier Street. You can get along to that and find out everything about it. But just look up their website to get all the information.